Welcome to Block Talks, your daily microdose of Bitcoin and health. These podcasts are approximately 10 minutes long, which is the amount of time it takes to add a block to the Bitcoin ledger. Hopefully, if you listen to enough Block Talks, you'll know exactly what that means. This Block Talk is brought to you by Primal, the Nostr app I use and recommend to others. They didn't actually pay me to say that or ask to be a sponsor. But they deserve a shout out because I think they're leading the movement for free speech and they've created a dope app. I hope this is informative, blah, 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 and helpful for you. And recording Block Talks is how I study Bitcoin and health. And recording them is my way to share my process and to pass on knowledge to my daughter when she's ready to learn about Bitcoin and health and wants to start listening to podcasts. So if you have a perspective to share or questions about anything that I'm saying, please use Nostr to comment on this block, or you can DM me on Nostr. And if you get value from this, please consider zapping this block on Nostr. Speaking of Nostr, this block is a primer on Nostr. So future blocks are going to unpack specifics about Nostr, but this one is going to stay general and just sort of very zoomed out and broad. Bitcoin block height is 876,629. Network hash rate is sitting at 822 exahashes per second. Moscow time is 1067. So let's get into it. If you care about free speech, if you care about truth, if you're tired of algorithms hijacking your attention, if you're tired of social media platforms that sell your data to companies that want to sell you shit, whether you need that stuff or not, if you care about privacy, and if you care, you know, if you care about any of those things, you're going to love Nostr. I wanted to start with that because I think that's really important to qualify. Like, why is Nostr such a big deal? Why should I learn about this random thing? Well, if you care about all those things, Nostr is the application of all those things with code. So I think, you know, Block Talks about health and Bitcoin. So I want to start by saying Nostr relates to health because it offers a new frontier for social media where we're no longer the product and therefore there's no incentives to lure us into endless mindless scrolling. And I think we'd all agree that endless mindless scrolling isn't natural and isn't good for our health. So Nostr is good for your health because it gives you an alternative. Nostr also relates to Bitcoin because people who create content can now be paid Bitcoin directly by others with Zaps. And I'm going to explain Zaps later in this block. So the word Nostr is an acronym. It stands for notes and other stuff transmitted by relays. And at first glance, it might seem a bit odd, but when you actually understand, you know, if you've studied Nostr for 10 minutes or half an hour, you understand pretty quick that that acronym makes perfect sense because it actually directly explains the protocol. And so notes in this case are written text, and the other stuff mentioned in the protocol can be images, videos, messages, really whatever other stuff migrates to the protocol. Like, I think podcasts will eventually live on Nostr. I think live spaces will eventually live on Nostr, live streams. So it's just a matter of time. So notes and other stuff transmitted by relays. And I'm going to explain relays in another block talk because I only got 10 minutes. And so I want to keep this one broad. So Nostr is a communication protocol. And just like TCP/IP, if you've ever heard of that term, is the information protocol underlying the internet. And SMTP is a protocol that we use to transmit electronic mail, aka it's a protocol that underlies email. And Bitcoin is a protocol that we use to transmit value. Nostr is a communication protocol that underlies decentralized message transmission. So because Nostr is free and open, it means nobody actually owns it or controls it. And it also means that anyone can join and anyone can build applications on it. Right? Just like the internet. Anyone can join the internet if you have a connection, and anyone can build a website or application. So a couple things about Nostr. Nostr is the solution to censorship in the digital age. Okay, and censorship is basically someone impeding on free speech, someone telling you cannot say something because either they don't like it or the people who, you know, the advertisers that pay them don't like it. And you know, why they don't like it is another topic for debate, but the idea is free speech is essential in order for a free and open society, for a democratic society, quite frankly, especially in the age of digital communication. And, you know, Facebook, Instagram, all of these platforms can literally just cancel you if you say something they don't like. And I think probably a lot of people experience this firsthand during the dark time, the dark COVID era, where we saw firsthand manipulation and lies and bullshit and censorship by all the big companies at the behest of the state, who wanted people to be uninformed and not know the truth. And so if you are putting all this time and energy to put your life into a social media platform, which alone is not very private, right? Like, they need lots of information about you, and that alone has consequences. But if they can just cancel you at any moment, and all the information that they host or all the history that they have can just be go away, like gone, because you said something they don't like, or the people who control them don't like, that's not good. And so, yeah, like I said, without free speech, there cannot be truth. And if you value truth, then I seriously think you should consider leaving platforms that sell your information to companies that can cancel you or censor you at any time, and come to Noster and share truth, share your truth, and come and make sense of the world by hearing other people's truths and not being manipulated or censored. So Noster is the solution to censorship. And if you're not for censorship, if you are for censorship, you're in the wrong spot. Stop listening to Block Talks, because there's no value alignment. If you don't like censorship, if you think that's wrong, then head to Noster, because that's the vote that matters. And you can't be censored. And we'll talk later, like I said, in future blocks, about why that's the case. The last big thing I want to talk about is Zaps. And, you know, there's lots to talk about with Noster. And like I said, there's going to be a lot of future Block Talks dedicated to individual elements of Noster. You know, how is it censorship resistant? How is it decentralized? What do those mean? Lots of things related to Noster. Noster is the future of communication protocols. So I want to talk a lot. I'm studying it a lot because I'm very curious about it. I use it every single day. I get paid to create content on Noster. It's incredible. It's like magic. So there's going to be lots of blog talks about this. But the one thing I wanted to talk about above the sort of primer of Noster being a protocol, Noster being the solution to censorship, Noster also has a thing called Zaps. And you've heard me talk about Zaps since the first blog talk. You've heard me talk about Noster since the first blog talk, which is why I wanted to make this one early. But essentially, just like you can click the like button on current social media platforms. So if you're on Facebook, someone posts something, a picture, writes something, whatever, you can express that you liked what they posted by clicking the like button, and it instantly shows up on their end. Zaps are kind of like the like button, but they're basically an instant one-click Bitcoin payment. So you can literally, now if that person creates a photo, it's like, yeah, like's great, you're saying you like it. But the truest expression that you actually like something and actually value it is sending some money to the person to say thank you, because that's truth. There's actually a cost. You're putting skin in the game to express, you know, express that you got value from this thing someone created. And so if you see a note on Noster, you see an image, you see a meme, you see a video that someone created, you can pay them half a penny, 50 cents, 50 bucks, eventually 500 bucks worth of Bitcoin in one click. I swear, this is real. It exists. You can do it right now. It still feels surreal and magical to me. And so I want you to experience it. And so the action item for today, to kind of end off, is that I encourage everyone to take 3 minutes out of your life. If you have a mobile device, an internet connection, go and get set up on Noster. I recommend Primal. It is currently what I think is the best experience. It's an awesome team. They've been putting out tons of content and just setting a blazing path of development to just make their application built on Noster better and better and better. It's free to download the app for iPhone and Android. And if you follow Block Talks, if when you do get on Noster, you want to follow Block Talks, in the YouTube description and in the podcast show notes, we have something called an NPub. And an NPub is like someone's email address. So that's our public key for how you find us on Noster. We'll talk about public and private keys in another Block Talk, but look up our NPub on Noster, download Primal, get set up, download our NPub, set up your wallet, which takes like 30 seconds, and it would be my honor to zap you some of the world's best money so you can experience the magic yourself. So follow Block Talks, comment on this block that we posted, on this note we posted, and we'll zap you some sats. So thank you for listening to this Block Talk. Stay focused, stack health, stack sats, and vote with your node. If you got value from this or you think it's helpful, share it with others. You can also zap this block on Nostr. You can DM me on Nostr if you want to propose a topic or sponsor a block. And I will catch you next time.